Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Preston. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I
Hold
speak
on just
to
a
the...
second. Okay, I'd really, really appreciate that. Can we do that now?
Is this a person that requested the call back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your social security number?
Okay.
I can't hear you, sir, if you're speaking.
Justin Fox.
And what's your
Easy
social
court pay.
Pardon me?
All right. Thank you, Jordan. I'll have to call you back.
Okay, thank
Yeah,
you.
man, I'm sorry. I was on the phone with a courthouse in Georgia where I got a speeding ticket. I'm sorry. What was you needing, brother?
I'm calling you back from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and this call is recorded for
Yeah.
quality assurance purposes.
Yes, sir.
What can we help you with?
I need to file an unemployment claim. I believe I filed one before. I'm a boilermaker, so I'm employed with National Boiler, but we're off all July because we're seasonal.
Okay.
And when I filed the last claim, they had this thing to where you have to call in and request a job or call in with a temp agency and stuff like that, but that's not my career. I don't work
Okay.
with
Let's see
temp
if we can
agencies and
straighten
stuff like
this
that.
out for you. I'm sorry. Let's see if we can just go ahead and help you out. What's your social security number?
My social security number is 410-395-306.
What's the last four?
5306.
Okay, you're breaking up every now and then. That's why I couldn't hear you. And what's your name?
Okay. My name is Justin Fox.
Okay, Mr. Fox, what's your date of birth?
12/2/82.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Mother's maiden name is Fox.
And what is your license number?
My driver's license number, I'll have to get my wallet. It's 095. Crap. I'll have to find my wallet, man. Can you
Okay.
wait just a second? I got to run out to the truck.
Yes, I can wait.
Okay, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. 095-703984.
Okay. And sir, what is your preferred language?
My what?
Your preferred language.
Language?
Yes. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. So you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah.
And sir, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I believe I tried to file a claim from Minnesota, but it never went through.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government?
No, I haven't worked for the federal government.
In the last
18
months? In the last 18 months?
No.
Okay.
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. No.
And, sir, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I made a claim with y'all, but it seems like it's been about 6 months ago. It's been over 6 months, and it was denied because I didn't go up there to, I guess, sign up for temporary for a temp service, but I don't work for temp services.
Sorry, sir. All these questions are yes or no answers. If you wish to elaborate, you can, but you don't have to. Okay?
All right.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. And, sir, your first name is spelled J-U-S-T-I-N?
Yeah.
Okay, last name F-O-X?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and sir, hold on 1 second. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Okay. And has your name changed? I'm sorry. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And, sir, what is your phone number?
Can I give you my house phone number?
Yeah, if I can get in touch with you in the event that our call drops, then I can call you right back. Whatever number that you can give me that I can call you right back at.
What you can call me right back at 256-510-5706.
I'm going to repeat it because you went in and out for a second while you were giving me the numbers. 256-510-5706. Was that it?
Yeah, if you want to, you can call me back at that number so we won't go by out anymore. That's the house phone number, and this is a cell phone. I don't have much service down here.
All right, I prefer to call you back in the event that we get disconnected. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and so give me a second. I'm just filling out some information. So you said this is an Alabama driver's license you have?
No, it's a Tennessee driver's license. I just hadn't got it swapped over to Alabama. I have an Alabama residence.
Okay. Tennessee, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, what is your race?
White. Okay.
Non-Hispanic? Okay.
No.
Okay. And what's your race? I'm sorry, not your race, your gender?
Male.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
I didn't hear you, sir. You're going in and out.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And what is your residential address, sir?
Residential address is 1062 County Road 676, Bryant, Alabama, 35958.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second, sir. So, sir, you said 1062 County Road 676, Bryant, Alabama, 35958?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, what is your what is your job title?
I'm a tube welder for National Boiler.
Okay. Sir, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir. I'm actually employed with a company that we're taking July off, and we'll be going back to work on August the 2nd or August the 3rd.
Oh, okay. And, sir, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I go through a union hall, and I also go through this company and another company, Steam and Control Systems.
Okay. And so what is your union, hiring hall, number or name?
It's a local IBEW. It's for storm chasing.
Do you have a number?
The union local number 43, I think. No, it ain't 43. It's let me go check. Oh God. Local unit 175, IBW, I think it's 175. You hear me?
Yeah, you said 175. I'm looking for that number. You said you think it's 175?
Yeah.
I don't see 175 yet. I'm still looking. I do see it. 175. It's under electrical.
Yeah, electrical union. It's a storm chase.
So are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
And since the most
That's
recent...
all work is full-time. Anytime we get any work, it's always 7-12. Sometimes it's 14 to 16 hours.
Oh, okay.
But it's always, we work round the clock.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel?
Do what now?
how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
The last job we had, I traveled 1,200 miles.
Okay, so that's how many miles you're willing to travel one way to a job?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest hourly wage I will accept is $36 an hour.
$36, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
Sometimes. Only when the company I ask or when a company I work for puts me as my own proprietor.
And do you devote more than 50% of your work week for self-employment?
No. No, it's very rare that I'm self-employed.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
You said no, sir?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
That is not military
or federal government any time between 4/1/20.
I've worked and I work for paper mills out of town. So I've worked for
what state?
In Minnesota. I've worked Minnesota, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia. I think that's all. I don't know.
All right, so you said Minnesota, North Carolina. I said other than Alabama, so we didn't have to mention Alabama. So Minnesota, North Carolina, Virginia, and where else?
Georgia.
Georgia. That's what I remember hearing you say. All right, so that's it? Those four states? Okay.
I believe so, if I'm not mistaken, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits cards will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment.
Yep.
And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and what is the routing number for that account?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
I tell you what, sign me up for that prepaid card. I don't have none of that information right now.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay, and what was the name of your last employer, sir?
Last employer is National Boiler Services out of Trenton, Georgia.
And what's their phone number?
Phone number is It's 706. I'll have to get on my contacts here. It's not showing on here.
Okay.
It is 706-57.
I heard the first three. I didn't hear the. I didn't hear the next one. The next three.
6,200.
All right, so you are breaking up so bad. I'm not hearing you.
Okay, 706.
Mhm.
657. 6200.
Okay, he says 706-657-6200. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's the name of the city, the work location, the city?
It's Trenton, Georgia.
Trenton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your employment start date?
Start date for the last job?
Yes.
Okay, that would have been on Saturday. So it would have been the 14th, I believe. No.
Month, day, and year.
Let's see. Month, day, and year. Okay, it was June the it was June the 17th through June 22nd.
What was the year?
This year.
And what was the last day you physically worked?
Physically worked was the 22nd. We worked
22nd?
Night, so we worked Friday night and Saturday morning. We were laid off Saturday morning.
So you started June 17, 2024, and last day you worked was June
22, 2024. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a week shutdown.
And why you said you were laid off?
Yes, sir. Lack of work.
And have you received
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Now, Mr. Fox, from all the questions I've asked you so far, have you answered them correctly?
Yes, sir.
So you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. And we match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. And so you are certifying by me putting your full name here in this box that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In a second, I'm just filling in some information here. 1 second. All right, sir. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Please resubmit the following information. What color was your 2003 Lincoln Town Car? Brown, cream, maroon, silver, or you have never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never had a 2003 Lincoln Town Car.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'3", 5'8", 6 feet, or 6 feet, five?
Feet.
6 feet even? Okay.
I'm 6 feet.
And which of the following...
I had a Lincoln Town Car, but 1,000, and it was white.
Oh, okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2306 Pumpkin Creek Lane, 2365 Long Island Road, 3900 Kelly...
Road.
Huh?
2365 Long Island Road.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2000 Ford F-150, 2006 Mercedes-Benz, 2007 Honda Ridgeline, or 2009 Mazda Speed 3, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I had a 2004 F-150, but I didn't know that I had even had it registered.
Okay. I didn't mention a 2004, so I'm thinking that you've none of these other ones that I did mention were you associated with. I mentioned a 2000 Ford F-150. You said
a 2000 Ford F-150. I've had one of those.
You had one of those?
I did. Yes, sir. It's a blue one.
Okay. And so, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Antioch, Columbia, Hendersonville, South Pittsburgh, or none of the above?
South Pittsburgh.
Okay, so, Mr. Fox, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes, sir.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Hell yes, sir.
Okay, and you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook. You agree?
Yeah.
Okay, and so... Sir, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work. Pardon me, sir?
The unemployment claim requirements for me trying to find another job under y'all's
yeah, I know.
Rules are all.
It's only in the reading. I have to read this whole thing regardless. And at the end, you understand that I know that you don't have to. You don't have to look for a job because your job attached. I know that.
No, you don't have. You know that, but unemployment claims needs to know that too, because the last time I was ineligible, which I paid all my dues in to get unemployment, and I shouldn't have to be looking for a job to a temp service when that is not my career.
All right, I understand.
And I've already,
please let me read the whole script. So you, I can't. So you're breaking up. That's why I'm trying to talk over you. And if you just listen for a second, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. After I read the whole script, at the end, you'll understand that Alabama Department of Labor knows today that you are job attached, because I've written it in there in the script. So once I finish reading this, you'll understand all of it. You're breaking up, though, so that's why when you start talking, I might talk over you a little bit, because I can't hear everything you're saying anyway because you're breaking up.
All right.
It'll take like 5
Go
minutes
ahead,
to finish this script. And so just listen carefully, and then at the end, I'll ask you if you have any questions, okay?
All right.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. I know you want to hear it again because, like I said, you're going in and out. So I'm going to say it again. 800. 800-